Coastal Rail Trail VA Study Summary Report, Segments 8 to 11, outlines a value engineering VA study focused on optimizing the design and cost for these project segments. Below is a summary of the key points from the report, including the VA study's objectives, issues, alternatives, and strategies. VA study objectives. The VA study was commissioned to 1. Review key design features in the Rail with Trail RWT design packages. 2. Address the funding shortfall for the project. 3. Ensure future rail transportation is not precluded. 4. Maximize ocean views and scenic coastal vistas. 5. Prioritize safety by separating the trail from roadway traffic. 6. Minimize trail impacts on private lands and sensitive habitats. 7. Comply with local, state, and federal requirements. Project issues. The VA study identified several key issues, including the poor condition of existing rail infrastructure, constrained design widths due to limited right-of-way, retaining walls constructed near or at the right-of-way lines, potential alternatives for wall designs and structure types to reduce costs, evaluation of baseline concepts. The VA team evaluated the baseline design concepts, considering cost, performance, time, and risk. The goal was to identify opportunities to improve project value. VA alternatives. The VA team proposed 19 alternatives to improve the project's design and cost effectiveness. Each alternative was evaluated based on its potential to reduce construction costs, construction time, and design time. Some key alternatives include reusing old railroad tracks in segments 9, 10, and 11, reducing trail width to avoid small track shifts, salvaging railroad-grade crossing infrastructure for future use, modifying wall designs by regrading and using alternative wall types, replacing various viaducts with retained fill to reduce costs and environmental impacts, delaying RWT improvements across Santa Cruz Harbor and along certain segments to manage budget shortfalls and expedite construction. VA strategies. The VA team organized the alternatives into two main strategies to maximize cost savings. 1. Strategy A. Maximize savings with delayed scope. This strategy includes delaying certain improvements and implementing a combination of cost-reducing alternatives. 2. Strategy B. Savings without delayed scope. This strategy aims to achieve savings without delaying the project scope, focusing on alternatives that reduce costs without postponing construction phases. Summary of savings. Strategy A could save up to $17.4 million for segments 8-9 and $45.38 million for segments 10-11 with significant construction time savings. Strategy B offers more modest savings of $9.08 million for segments 8-9 and $22.48 million for segments 10-11 with minimal construction delays. Conclusion: the VA study presented several cost-saving alternatives and strategies to address the financial shortfall in the Coastal Rail Trail project. The final design and construction phases will incorporate some of these alternatives based on further evaluation by the project team. The study serves as a roadmap to ensure the project's completion within budget constraints while maintaining the project's key goals of safety, scenic value, and environmental preservation.